This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
I keep hearing about some kind of match or contest between big guys from Kansas City and San Francisco on Sunday. The prediction is more than 100 million people are going to tune into the Super Bowl. It's very rare that so many people will look at the same thing at the same time in our streaming when we want to era. This time of year, I get to talk to Janine Poggi, the editor-in-chief of Ad Age, who's gotten a look at more of the ads in advance than I have. Hey, Janine.
Hi, it's my favorite time.
Now, you've seen more of the ads than I have. I've poked through a bunch. I didn't see anything that just, like, was so side-splitting I couldn't breathe. Did you see anything funny?
You know, it's the problem with humor, right? A lot of it sort of blends together. It takes a lot to stand out when you try to do humor, and a lot of the Super Bowl ads are. I thought the BMW ad with Christopher Walken, which you have a whole bunch of people trying to imitate him, a little cameo from Usher in it. I thought that was funny.
Nice ride.
It's the real deal. 100% electric.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
Janine, that is the one that I did think was funny. It was about accept no substitutes. There's only one authentic BMW and one authentic Christopher Walken. Yeah. And what else do you like?
I like the E-Trade one. The E-Trade Babies, always a fan favorite, right? But the E-Trade Babies are playing pickleball. And it was just cute, right? Not laugh out loud, but enjoyable and cute nonetheless.
Yeah, we pop up on them like a piñata.
These guys are intense.
We got nothing to worry about. With E-Trade from Morgan Stanley, we're ready for whatever gets served up.
Dude, you got to work on your trash talk.
I'd rather work on saving for retirement.
Now, once upon a time in this world, Janine, there was an industry called cryptocurrency. And they used to, back in the day, advertise a lot in the Super Bowl. You seeing much crypto?
No, you know, not surprising here, given what happened with the crypto market. We did see like a crypto bubble of sorts where a bunch of crypto brands advertised, sort of like the dot-com bubble, if you remember. All of the brands, the pets.com of the world, that advertised in the Super Bowl and then the next year went out of business. Similarly, we're just not seeing that in the Super Bowl this year. There is some emerging tech conversations going on, especially around AI, not necessarily AI companies advertising in the Super Bowl, but how AI is being applied.
And it is the 2024 Super Bowl. I'm supposed to say these syllables: Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Are brands jumping aboard that at all?
I don't see how we cannot talk about that. Look, you're not. Are you necessarily going to see, you know, Taylor Swift in a commercial? No, not necessarily. But there is no way. We know that all of these agencies that create the Super Bowl commercials for brands, they're in their war rooms, gearing up with the meme factories of any way brands could lean into any Taylor Swift moment.
I believe in moderation, so you are not allowed a drinking game during the Super Bowl where you take a swig every time CBS cuts to Taylor Swift during the game. There are also two football teams, the Niners and the Chiefs, and the ads. Janine Poggi, editor-in-chief of Ad Age, has been looking through the ads and the strategies that lie beneath. And so far, most companies are avoiding social issues. Hey, Janine.
Hi.
We are speaking in a world that's after the Bud Light situation, which got a tidal wave of backlash for collaborating with transgender actress and social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, to the point where Bud Light is no longer the top-selling beer in America. Given that, are we going to see a lot of issues-oriented ads with political messages this time around?
I would say the last couple of years, you really saw brands playing it safe. Very few, if any, have been wading into anything that could even be perceived as controversial. And it's really not a place, especially when you're spending $7 million, that you really want to divide the country.
Now, we do keep an eye on the research that Ad Age does, that your team does, regarding diversity, not just of the ad images themselves, but also the people behind the camera and the production staff. Still tracking that?
We are. We're knee deep in all of that research right now. As you can imagine, it is something that is incredibly difficult to do. The brands, it's been very hard to track down real stats of, you know, behind the scenes especially, which is really what we care about, you know, on top of the casting of who is actually working on these commercials behind the scenes. Right now, it appears as though the trend line remains the same from last year. I think it's pretty steady. We're not seeing any major uptick. One thing I'm really surprised about that hasn't changed, and we'll have more on this, is accessibility in Super Bowl commercials. Talking about the disabled community, it's one area where you talk about, you know, inclusivity and even accessibility as it comes to closed captioning in Super Bowl ads is not something many brands are really thinking about right now. And that's one thing so far that's standing out to me. I thought that would change year to year, and it doesn't appear that it has.
Yeah, but there's one ad that does address, was it disability?
Yes. So the Google ad, it was actually a shot by a blind director, Adam Morris, and it shows and it puts viewers into the shoes of what it would be like to be a visually impaired person.
For many people with blindness or low vision, there hasn't always been an easy way to capture daily life.
One face cropped. Move your phone down. One face in frame. Hold for photo.
And the whole thing shot, he put petroleum jelly on the camera to give the effect of being visually impaired. And it actually promotes Google's feature on its Pixel phone that helps people with visual impairment help take photos. I think that one will stand out, especially when you look at all of the sea of humor. It's definitely a positive message and one of belonging.
Janine Poggi, editor at Ad Age, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.